Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry, serving here in the Midwest, based in Wisconsin. And I'm so glad to have you join me for this short conversation and to be able to connect with you. My goodness, we need to stay connected during these times of what's called social distancing, don't we? These are amazing, interesting times in which we live. And the things that we are seeing, which literally are unprecedented in the history of our nation, yes, in the history of our world. As I speak to you here on March 28th, 2020, in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. More on that in just a few moments. But let me say that my wife Lynette and I are grateful for the opportunity to serve with the Friends of Israel. It's been an exciting roughly 15 months of that service so far, as we were appointed to this post in November of 2018 at the board meeting at the Friends of Israel headquarters in New Jersey. And we are just thrilled and grateful to be part of this wonderful ministry with its rich history and heritage and its sure-footed doctrinal foundation on which it still stands today. However, this is obviously a bump in the road time for us in our ministry, as well as it is for many of you. We're hoping this year of 2020, and we're still hoping, that this would be a time of really gaining traction and making progress in our work with the Friends of Israel. This is a position for which we must raise our own financial and prayer support, and we are trying to build a support team, and God has blessed us in many wonderful ways in doing that. Now, the wonderful thing is that we've really already, since day one, been able to engage in that ministry on Sundays and on Wednesday nights and at other times, going out in churches to talk about the Friends of Israel, yes, but ultimately the nation of Israel and the Jewish people and the important place that they have in history as well as in future Bible prophecy, and to talk about related doctrines and to talk about taking the gospel to all, both Jewish people and Gentiles, who need to hear the truth of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who has come and is coming again. And so we've had a wonderful time doing that, and we have seen God bless and give just incredible opportunities and just wonderful blessings for which we're so grateful. But now, of course, just like many of you, we're kind of entering into that phase of what we might call disappointment, with things being canceled one after one off the calendar. This past week, I should have been in New Jersey to learn to do Passover Seder demonstrations. That turned into an online event, by the way, which you can watch from the Friends of Israel. And you can see that right here on my Facebook page if you want to engage in that at any time. You can go to facebook.com/pscharf, pscharf.foi, and you will see anytime you want that presentation, and you probably want to watch that this Easter season and hopefully share it with others. But I was supposed to be there to learn to do the Passover Seder demonstrations. And, of course, that did not materialize because of all the things happening in the culture right now. That is not, obviously, the only cancellation. There have been many other things. I'm supposed to be speaking today at Men for Christ, which isn't happening, and in a church tomorrow and a series beginning on Wednesday nights on Bible prophecy. And all these things are going out from underneath us at the moment. We trust that in God's time and way, things will start to come back. But this has been a difficult start to the year for us. I hope we can contain it to the start of the year. Again, I know many of you in your various sectors of life feel the same things and maybe in facing even more serious trials. So I don't want to overstate the case, but just to let you know honestly where we are in our ministry. The month of February was a very unusual month because we had 3 Sundays off in February. Now, that wasn't planned. We had a Sunday off for a snowstorm, a significant snowstorm here in Wisconsin, where I had to cancel out on a church. Actually, the church canceled the service for us as well. But then that next week, the second week of February, we went down to Indianapolis to the funeral of Dr. John Whitcomb, my theological mentor, my professor, my longtime friend, for whom I had the privilege of working in the ministry for the last 17 years. And we went down to honor his legacy at his funeral, to meet up with family and friends and other people who wanted to honor Dr. Whitcomb. And unfortunately, several there, including me, came home from that very, very sick. And so I came home with the flu, was very sick here at home, and missed the next two Sundays of ministry. So that was a strange time, to stay home three Sundays in a row and basically lose much of the month of February, and just getting ready to get geared up again and to think about all these wonderful opportunities that would start unfolding before us. And now here we are in this time of crisis. And so now we are in our second Sunday of staying home again. So this is five Sundays in 2 months. Very, very unusual. Feels very strange. Sort of feels like living in a dream sometimes. 2 weeks ago, we snuck in one last trip down to Illinois, to Mendota, Illinois. Had a wonderful Sunday there. And as I told the folks there that day at Mendota Bible Church, we'll never forget this day. Let's make it memorable, because this will be perhaps our last church ministry for a while. Well, I hope it's not too long of a while. Next month I was supposed to be in Iowa in May, and supposed to be in Michigan. Those events may be canceled. I hope we're not talking about canceling things out beyond that, because we have some wonderful opportunities and events planned ahead. As I looked ahead at this year, I was really excited about these sort of, I think of them almost as hooks on the wall that we can kind of hang the year on, around some major seasonal events. And of course, now I'm telling you about some of them being canceled. So that's a great disappointment, a great loss of opportunity. As I said, I hope something that we can regain. But in the meantime, what do we do? And so that's why I'm coming to you today. This gives me the opportunity. I know I haven't had a whole lot of extra time so far, but I know that many people do, and I am starting to, and I want to use that time to connect with people who may be interested in what we can present through the Friends of Israel. And so this time is giving me the necessity and also the opportunity of doing things that I really should be doing anyway, like making podcasts that can connect with you and to develop the audience of those who are interested, who want to be involved, who want to learn, who want to study with me through the Friends of Israel. So I hope to do that in even some more formal ways. I don't have anything to announce quite yet, but I am grateful for the technology that allows us the opportunity to connect in this way. And I really love doing these kinds of things. I've taught online in the past, and so this is kind of old hat for me. I love doing it, and I hope you love to listen, because this will be one of, Lord willing, many times that I connect with folks online in various ways. And I hope if you have extra time right now that you'll enjoy these short little messages, updates, and yes, Bible lessons as we get going. And feel free to pass them on to your friends, all right? So that's where we are at the moment in our work with the Friends of Israel. My prayer for you is that God will help you through this time. I keep seeing, of course, we're seeing all kinds of opinion, and we're all sharing all kinds of opinions, aren't we, on Facebook and other ways. And I keep seeing one phrase that pops up: we all need encouragement right now. We all need encouragement. And I don't doubt that at all, and I believe that is true and necessary. But I think, in addition, once we maybe get past encouragement, we also need some other things, and that is, as the late Dr. Dave Brees used to say, something like, we need a biblical, moral, spiritual, prophetic understanding of these amazing times in which we live. I hope to try to supply some of that as well, because I really think that we are seeing before us really amazing, and we use the words like that, incredible, all the time, don't we? But what word do you use to describe what we're seeing in our country right now? And if you're a believer like I am in a pre-tribulational rapture, in a premillennial coming of Christ, separated, those two events separated by a seven-year period of tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, the 70th week of Daniel, and you understand the book of Revelation literally, chapters 6 through 19, describing that awful time called the tribulation. Are we not seeing, if you will, a practice run for the tribulation right now in many, many ways? Could this not be the perfect run-up to the rapture of the church? I'm not setting any dates, but I believe we are seeing God set the stage for events that will be coming. By the way, you say the word rapture is not in my Bible, as someone said this week on social media that I saw. Actually, it is if you have a Latin Bible. In 1 Thessalonians 4:17, that's where we get the word rapture from the Latin that has entered our theological vocabulary. It's the catching away, the being caught up with Christ. All true Christians really believe in the rapture. What we're really arguing about is the timing of the rapture, not the use of the word, I hope. So, at any rate, I am developing a message specifically called Prophetic Lessons from the Coronavirus Crisis. And I hope to bring that to you in another format here in the near future. As I said, nothing quite ready to announce yet, but stay tuned for that if you would. And for other ways that we hope to connect during this time, my hope is that we can come out stronger and better through this time of crisis in our ministry of Friends of Israel. Now, the only way we're going to do any of that is through the help of friends like you who want to also become Friends of Israel, if you're willing to help us. If God has blessed you at this time, if you would consider, please, first of all, praying for us. If you're in good health and strength and able to do so, please pray for us. And please stay involved with our ministry or become involved with our ministry. And you can do that in very easily on Facebook at pscharf, that's pscharf.foi. We also have a Facebook group that we'd love you to be a part of. It's called Become Friends of Israel with Paul J. Scharf, and you can find it there from the page that I just mentioned, Paul J. Scharf, Friends of Israel, facebook.com/pscharf.foi. You can also send me an email at pscharf, again, pscharf@foi.org. And you can find our personal page at foi.org/sharf. And there you can donate to our ministry if you would be so kind. We would be just most grateful for any contribution that you could make to help us toward our goal, serving the Lord full time with the Friends of Israel and being able to do all kinds of additional things beyond our initial attempt here to connect with you by means of audio and a short podcast, and I'd like to share some of those ideas, some of my vision for this ministry with you at another time. Well, I trust that you are doing well today. I hope that you are safe, that you are healthy, and I truly pray that God will bless and keep you, that He will help you through this difficult time. People are facing just all kinds of things, even if they're not sick. And, of course, most of us are not necessarily sick, but we're facing challenges from things even such as loneliness and fear and uncertainty. And, of course, as we've really alluded to, many are struggling financially and with their careers and with their jobs and businesses. And I trust that God will help you today in some way in accord with your need. And may I close with Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. as a benediction for this short time. It says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Well, this has been Paul Scharf for the Friends of Israel. Thanks so much for listening. I hope to talk to you again soon, and until then, every blessing, friends. Thank you so much.